Kevin Plexico, the Senior Vice President of Research and Analysis Services at Deltek Input, is my guest. Deltek Input recently taking a look at agency spending and where IT is headed in the federal government. Kevin, it's good to talk to you again. Thanks for being on the program.
Thanks for having me, Francis.
Happy to do it. This thing with Vivek Kundra has kind of shifted the conversation a little bit, but before this wrinkle came along, what were you seeing about where IT is headed in government for the next year to, say, 5 years?
Well, I think from our point of view, with the discretionary spending cuts kind of coming down the path for the next several years, we sort of see IT taking a similar direction, but not quite at the same pace of reduction. So IT generally has enjoyed about a 3-4% growth rate above the discretionary spending historically. If it follows that pattern and discretionary spending starts heading down about 3-4% per year, we think the IT spend is going to end up with about a 1% growth rate in aggregate. So that's kind of our projection, is that it's going to be still growing, but at a much slower pace than what we've seen in the past.
Are you seeing that agencies are trying to demonstrate return on investment arguments for being able to keep their IT spends? I don't think anybody believes spends will stay the way they have, but at least to try to protect them somewhat from the hit that other parts of the agencies might take?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the tone in the conversation around what agencies are doing with IT has definitely taken a more cost savings orientation. So how is this particular initiative going to be driving cost savings? And that's become much more the topic of conversation than what we had a couple years ago, which was more around how is it going to improve the way agency operates or make it more effective or more efficient. It's much more on the cost saving side.
And yet the things that Vivek has talked about since he's been in office have also been, I wouldn't say cost drivers were necessarily primary, but certainly that was always part of the conversation. Moving to the cloud will save money. Virtualizing servers and server data center consolidation will save money. Maybe not the number one reason that some of these things were pushed to the level that they were, but certainly that was up there.
Yeah, I think, but at the time it was much more, we can save this money here so we can invest it in the mission and supporting the mission of agencies more effectively. And that part of the conversation's kind of dropped a little bit.
Mm-hmm. As agencies try to figure out what to do, what's important, what projects are important, and what spending is important, do you see any changes in the way that the thought process is done, as far as since we only have X percent of what we used to have, we're going to spend it in this way?
I think there's three areas that agencies have really kind of drawn to talking about relative to IT spending. The first is consolidation and cost savings initiatives, and obviously that ties to the data center consolidation activity. The other is cloud computing, which we've heard, you know, way too much about probably in the last several months. Everybody getting on the bandwagon of how can they use cloud in the agency to save money, be more agile. And I think everybody would agree that cloud computing is a great opportunity for government agencies. I think agencies left to their own devices would probably be doing it at a more methodical pace. And the other area is cybersecurity. And certainly that's the other growth area that we see, is where we're seeing agencies hire staff, continue to invest more in shoring up the cybersecurity posture of their agency.
Is there a fear that some of these buzzwords have kind of, to use another buzzword, jumped the shark, that people have heard so much about them and that they don't really mean much anymore, that they don't really have the impact that they used to have?
I guess that's a perception issue. People get tired of talking about the same thing over and over again, but the challenges in the federal government, things take so long to turn. I'm sure that was a frustration of Vivek Kundra's. That turning a ship in the federal world takes an enormously long amount of time, and so you have to kind of keep beating the drum about what's important and what the priority is so that agencies don't forget and get distracted doing other things or going back to whatever they were doing before.
Let's talk more about the numbers specifically. As we dig into the 2012 budget that the president proposed, and we are starting now to get a little bit of an indication of where Congress may take it, do either of those viewpoints, either the White House's view or Congress's view, give much of an indication on what one side or the other thinks about where IT is in government?
I think, frankly, IT is below the radar of the appropriators and most of the senior levels of agency leadership. And when you look at IT spending, it very much tracks alongside of what happens with discretionary spending for the most part. And to me, that's just an indicator that it kind of flows, ebbs and flows with discretionary spending, and is not really separated and called out when appropriators get together and talk about what they're going to do with agency budgets.
I think if I was a CIO at an agency and hearing that assessment, I wouldn't feel too optimistic about the potential for the future of the role at the agency. I think a lot of folks talk about CIOs and how or maybe it's lip service, but they at least talk about how the CIO should be more integrated into the C-suite at the agency and be more involved because of the pervasiveness of technology all across these agencies at meeting missions, not just at doing back office stuff and you know, data processing and word processing and stuff. That viewpoint might puncture that balloon a little bit, Kevin.
Yeah, and I think in my mind, there's no more fundamental role for a CIO in government or in any agency or any organization for that matter, than to be the evangelist for the opportunity that that company or organization has to bring technology to bear to solve business problems. I mean, that's the fundamental job of a CIO.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the way they're perceived by the appropriators and the administration, then they've just got a lot of work ahead of them.
Kevin, I always appreciate having you on the show. Your insight's always really good, and we have a link to the resources that you have about this from Deltek Input at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you very much.